1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial could be over soon. The judge says both sides should prepare to begin closing arguments next week. It was yet another day of testimony by Michael Cohen yesterday, as correspondent Robert Costa reports.
Michael Cohen has already had his credibility challenged, and then came admission that he stole tens of thousands of dollars from Donald Trump and his company. Cohen testified that in 2017, the Trump Organization owed a technology company $50,000, and that he paid them about $20,000 in cash in a brown paper bag, but kept the rest.
Pro-Palestinian protesters plan a rally against President Biden's visit to Boston today. He has two receptions following an event in nearby New Hampshire. Pope Francis says climate change at this moment is a road to death. He made the warning on a CBS TV special with our Nora O'Donnell via interpreter.
Unfortunately, we've gotten to a point of no return. It's sad, but that's what it is. Global warming is a serious problem.
They deliver mail, but people are delivering punches to USPS workers.
A postal carrier was on his usual route in Palo Alto when he was confronted by two men who demanded his mail keys. The thieves then beat the mailman when he refused to hand over his wallet. U.S. Postal Inspector Matthew Norfleet says these type of attacks are on the rise across the U.S.
We know these robberies are basically masterminded by underworld figures who are having the robbers go out and steal the keys in order to do mail theft.
The Postal Service is offering $150,000 reward for information. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Could Graceland be no more?
Riley Keough, granddaughter of Elvis Presley, became suspicious when a legal notice appeared saying Graceland is set to be sold off at a foreclosure sale this Thursday. Keough, daughter of the late Lisa Marie Presley, says the claims are fake. She's suing, and her lawyer says a temporary restraining order on the sale has been granted. The notice states that Lisa Marie Presley in 2018 allegedly secured a $3.8 million loan with a Missouri company using Graceland as collateral. The company claims she never paid the money back before she died last year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Actor Scarlett Johansson says she said no thanks to being the voice for ChatGPT.
You definitely have the I've been coding all night.
But they used a voice that sounds just like her. She says she's threatening to sue. Do you live in the best city? U.S. News & World Report is out with the list, and Naples, Florida is out on top. It scored especially high for the value that residents get for their money. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers offseason workout program with more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans. Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the one to two things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find one or two other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 in the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't. There comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh, my goodness. And now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. Seven different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight, some patchy fog, and some late-night showers will pop up. Upper 50s by sunrise and light winds. On Tuesday, showers and storms around, and the rainfall could be locally heavy, with highs climbing to the middle 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by the executive director of Wisconsin Policy Forum, Rob Henkin. We'll be talking about how communities pay for our most treasured cultural assets.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing and our studios at WGBW for Civic Media Broadcasting statewide. Great to have you with me on this Monday night and what is turning out to be a beautiful night here in Wisconsin, at least in northeastern Wisconsin. It was really kind of crummy today. So the sun is out. It's a gorgeous night. We're going to have some fun here tonight and talk about things that bring us together, folks. Music and TV. And movies and all the things that we live to play for. And as usual, I am hoping you all contribute to the show. It's so great to hear from you, no matter what we're talking about here on Nightlight. And we have a very exciting night here, too, because as you all know, Conrad is gone. He is on a cruise, supposedly. And the man whose golden pipes you just heard introing the show is sitting in the producer's chair, Todd Michaels. Todd, this is pretty fun.
I kind of feel bad for you. You're like playing the wheel of producers over the next 2 weeks. So every day you should like spin the wheel and see who you end up with.
Listen, whoever is in that chair will be more qualified than me. So I am thankful. And I know you're probably up past your bedtime already, but I'm very excited to have you here tonight.
It's getting close. I'm not going to lie.
Mino and the mayor, producer Todd Phillips, is here. So we'll have fun with Todd. Say hello to Todd on the stream if you want. If you're watching the radio tonight, it's great to have you. Welcome. And please don't hesitate to text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. No matter what I am talking about or we are talking about, you're welcome to chime in. And the best way to text, Todd, you probably know this, yep. Is the app, right?
Absolutely.
The Civic Media app, ladies and gentlemen, is so easy. You download it, you open it, we're on statewide, so you can click on any one of the stations. There's a little text icon. You just hit it and go to town. And you can be part of the show. It's a lot of fun. So I have to, it's cool that Todd is here because Todd is very selfless in his information. He puts out this fun sheet with fun facts that we get to talk about occasionally on the air. And tonight is no different. I saw the sheet you put out, Todd, and it says the ultimate classic rock ranked 30 greatest duets in rock history. And then they listed the top five. And I thought this would be a really fun question for tonight. The top five from 5 to 1 are, wow, I got to tell you, I've never heard of this one, Todd. Battle of Evermore?
I'll be honest with you, I had to look that one up.
I think whoever made this just put that on because it's their favorite. That doesn't strike me as anything. Anybody, it's Led Zeppelin and Sandy Denny from 1971. So, all right, Battle of Evermore, number 5. Number 4, Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie. Love it. Stop Dragging My Heart Around is number 3. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
I have to tell you, that is my, That is my karaoke jam.
Oh, nice.
The boss's wife and I used to go out drinking.
Oh.
And do sounds a little like karaoke. Trouble. Well.
It's radio. That's a great song.
Yeah.
So the boss's wife would do the Stevie Nicks part, and you would be Tom Petty?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
I just wanted to clarify, and there's no judgment either way. I'm sure your singing voice is as amazing as your talking voice. Walk This Way, Aerosmith, and Run DMC. That's not one of my favorites, but I got to admit, when I saw that in 1986, I was like, what am I watching? This is so cool. It was like these rock legends and rap guys, and I thought it was like, the first time I think I had seen those two genres performing together, and I thought it was really cool. And number one is Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Kind of hard to argue with that one. Great song. I think, and it's interesting, you said Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Leather and Lace, Don Henley and Stevie Nicks is one of my favorite duets.
Now, I think the story is she actually wrote that for Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter at the time.
No way, really?
And I think they were having some marital issues.
No kidding.
And so they said, "No, we're not going to do it." So then Don Henley stepped in and she recorded it with him.
I love Don Henley's voice. The Boys of Summer is one of my favorite songs. And he has like kind of a, I don't know if it's a rasp, but it's something. And she has she's Stevie Nicks and she sounds amazing. And Leather and Lace is just, I wouldn't even say typically that's like one of my all-time favorite. It's not my genre, but I love the song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. And Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Elton John and Kiki D. I think this is a fun song. Now Todd's judging me.
I'm really not.
Tell us what your favorite duet is. There's a whole bunch to choose from. 855-752-4842. Let us know what you're thinking. You can text on the stream as well. And we will read them on the radio. It'll be fun. I saw this. This was really interesting. Oh, you know, I should probably tease the show while I'm at it.
I also want to say your theme song is a duet that's pretty good, right? Elton John and John Lennon.
Yes. All right. That's my number one.
Yep.
That's number one. And then I'll say, okay, the theme song, Leather and Lace, and then Kiki D and Elton John.
All right, I guess I am judging.
Duets aren't even my thing either, really. But like the Sonny and Cher one was on there. I Got You, Babe. I'm like, if I never hear that again, it's fine.
What about Islands in the Stream, though?
Heard it. And to be honest, I co-wrote a movie called A Guy Thing. And they used it in that film. And I saw it ad nauseum back in the day. I don't think I ever need to hear that song again. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's just a huge, huge hit.
Huge hit. And Kenny Rogers is like, he's one of those guys, even if you're not a country fan, like I wasn't, he just is like likable.
Yeah.
He's got a cool, you know, The Gambler and he's a fun singer. Fun show tonight. Great that you're here with me because I have some really interesting, fun, cool people on the show tonight. Mike Toomey, the comedian and TV personality, will join me tonight. Mike has a satirical thing with Bigfoot. He plays Bigfoot in many sketches that he has written for WGN-TV in Chicago, where he works. He's the morning announcer. And they're very funny. Mike will join me. He's a phenomenal stand-up comedian, too. Mike will be here at 7:35. And then this freaked me out. Tick season is here. And I'm not going out on a limb here. Ticks give me the blues. I never know what to do, and I don't want to get Lyme disease. That's the main thing. They don't hurt. But I'm not a fan of ticks. And Brittany will be here to tell us about ticks and what she knows and also to kind of give us an overview on what kind of summer we're going to have. My first question for Brittany will be, what kind of mosquito issues are we looking at this summer? Because I will be honest, for the last 2 or 3 years, I didn't think they were bad at all. Wisconsin is already a great place to live. With no mosquitoes, it's like the place to live. So we'll ask Brittany about all of that, and you can even text her a question if you want. And then, this is exciting, at 8:35, Rocker will be here. Every Friday night, we have Terry Barr on from Max Inc. She's one of the co-hosts, and she co-hosts it with Jimmy and Rocker. And Rocker will be here tonight. He was at the Whammies last night, as were you, Todd.
Got to hang with him.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. And I was not at the Whammies, so I thought, you know, what two better people than Todd and Rocker to tell me what I missed last night? Rocker will be here at 8:35. And he can yell at me, too, for the fantasy football pool, which I didn't do very well in last year. Rocker runs the fantasy football pool. So there you go. We got a fun night of guests, some cool stuff. I saw a movie over the weekend that I thought was really cool. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to talk about a movie I saw called The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I feel like I have to go see every summer blockbuster. And this film, look, it reviewed well. I don't know what you guys have seen so far in the way of summer blockbusters, but I've seen The Fall Guy. I've seen The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I've seen Challengers. I'll probably mention Challengers tomorrow and share some thoughts. But The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, it's not like it's a bad movie. But my wife and I went to it. And I think the first time you see apes talking, it's great. It's a novelty. It's fun. It's, wow, apes are talking. But that was like 20 movies ago. Enough with the apes talking. It was a fine movie. There's nothing wrong with it. I just, 2 hours and 15 minutes of it was like, and it was a 2 hour and 15 minute setup for other movies. So not a ton of stuff happened. Be real curious to know what the listeners think. Let me know your thoughts if you saw The Planet of the Apes. And I will say, I finished watching this show, Sugar. Todd, have you seen Sugar?
I have not.
Really cool. Very different. I really want to share more than I should because there is a big twist in the show. And frankly, it's probably already out of the bag, but I'm still not going to risk it. Colin Farrell plays a PI who's obsessed with old film noir PIs. He's in Los Angeles trying to find a billionaire's granddaughter who is missing. And like episode 3 or 4, they drop this crazy hint of what the twist is. And it just is like, wow. And it's pretty cool. It's one of those things you did not see it coming. So, hey, what is your favorite duet? That's what we're talking about here tonight. That's what's going to get things started here at Nightlight, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So, Todd, any other big... I know Mino and the mayor were there last night.
Yeah.
Was there any other big news? What caught your eye about the whammies?
Well, a lot of winning from Northeast Wisconsin. The sound studio was from Northeast Wisconsin, Rock Garden Sound Studio.
Cool.
Some of the engineers were from Northeast Wisconsin. From Northeast. I mean, it was just really, really cool to see Northeast Wisconsin kind of represented. And yeah. I don't think they let it skew because they were doing the whammies in Green Bay. Epic Center, always a lot of fun. And the event was just crazy.
Great.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be absolutely amazing. Well, we'll get all of it from Rocker. And, you know, Rocker, I want to say they won a media award for best music podcast, Max Inc. And like I said before, Terry Barr is on the show just about every Friday night with a preview of what they do on Max Inc. If you have not checked out Max Inc. and Live in the Lair, you have to listen. She is batting 1,000. Conrad and I were talking about this recently. Everybody she brings to us is great. And we have always have a fun chat with Terry, too. So congratulations to the whole team at Max Inc.
You got to ask Rocker about receiving the award last night or getting the award because there's kind of a story with that.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Was he the only one there representing Max Inc.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, very nice. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. What is your favorite duet? I think Todd is playing his right now. Let us know what yours is. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight, some Bigfoot talk. Coming up next.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan, and you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you have not checked out the Civic Media News Roundup, you're missing out. It's really cool. It's at the top of every local page on our website. All you do is click on it. It's like 9 minutes. You get sports, weather, news. I do Hollywood Minutes on there that can be fun or informative. And you're all caught up on your news for the day. So check that out if you have not. And we have some good text already. Sherry checking in from Horicon. She says, hi, Pete and Todd. Hi, Sherry. Good to have you with us tonight. Casey checks in on the stream, says, Marie Osmond and Dan Seals, Meet Me in Montana.
It's a good song.
Best harmonies. Yeah, I noticed you replied to that, Todd.
I love that song.
We'll have to find that. I'll have to Google that. You know, the fun thing about doing this show is I've learned so much, like, from other people saying things, movies I haven't seen, songs I haven't heard of. It's been just as informative for me as anybody else. So that we'll have to check that out. Thank you, Casey. We'll look into that. And Jim from Appleton checks in and says, close your eyes forever. Lita Ford and Ozzy. Great duet with a sad backstory. I remember Lita Ford. She was Kiss Me Deadly. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
That was kind of a cool song. I don't know that duet though.
You don't?
Lita and Ozzy?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Should I?
I think you would know it. Let me find it real quick for you.
Maybe I've heard it and just didn't know what it was called. All right, we'll check it out, Jim. Thank you. Tom from New Berlin says, Rocker, Live in the Lair, the best. You rock. I agree. Well said, Tom. Robert from McFarland. Evening, Pete. My favorite duet is Freddie Mercury and David Bowie in Under Pressure. Freddie and Bowie left it all on the table on that song. There's a story about the recording of that song that they couldn't agree how it should go, and I think they ended up recording it separately. Huh. I did not know that. That's very interesting. There is a video I saw once of David Bowie recording it with Annie Lennox. I think it was after Freddie Mercury died.
I've seen that too.
Yeah. Have you seen George Michael's there in the background? Kind of like, and they're just watching the two of them rehearse.
Yeah.
And it was so kind of moving that you see all these other legends watching two legends just kind of rehearse and sing. And what must have been going through their heads? It was really, I don't even know where I saw, somewhere on YouTube, I'm sure, but I saw it and I just thought it was really, kind of a fun thing to watch. Amanda checking in says, notable duet, Reba McEntire and Kelly Clarkson in Because of You. I don't know that one either. I am learning a lot tonight from the listeners. Great text, you guys. Keep them coming. Our question is, what is your favorite duet? What was that publication, Todd, that put that out? Rock. Ultimate Classic Rock gave their top five. It was The Battle of Evermore, which Todd or me have not heard of, by Led Zeppelin and Sandy Denny. Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie. Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. Walk This Way, Aerosmith and Run DMC. And Ain't No Mountain High Enough was number one. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Let us know what yours is. This is a big day in TV. Those of you with color television probably remember the final Cheers. And this is the anniversary. The final Cheers was in 1993. Over 30 years ago. That is insane. And it was, to me, there's all kinds of back and forth on final episodes. We've talked about them a lot on this show. I don't want to get into it too much, but I love the, you remember the last Cheers, Todd, the final?
Mm.
Okay, so Sam's locking up the bar.
Yep.
And he locked the door. He's going back around behind the bar, and someone tries to get in and knocks in the window, and they show a shot from the door into the bar of Sam standing by the bar. And Sam just looks up and says, I'm sorry, we're closed. And that was it. Awesome last episode. My guests tonight are Mike Toomey. He'll be along shortly at 7:35. Mike did a series of Bigfoot sketches for his gig, his day gig. He's a stand-up comedian by night and a TV personality in Chicago by day on the WGN Morning News. And he did several of them. I helped him write a few, and I was in one. And I think we have that now. This is Bigfoot showing up. You have to picture this. I have to paint a picture because part of it is the visual, but the dialogue that he wrote is very funny. And it's Mike in a Bigfoot costume showing up at a garage sale run by me, Pete Schwabba.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
I was looking at this toaster. It says $3.
That's right.
Would you take one?
What?
Would you take $1?
No, it's $3. I think that's a pretty reasonable price for a toaster.
So would you take one?
No.
You're kidding, right? You're going to strong-arm me and lose the sale over $2?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and blow the sale.
You're going to blow the sale.
Over $2, right.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll just come back here at 5 and I'll pull it out of your garbage. That's what I'll do. Then it's free. Pull it out of your garbage. Nobody's going to buy this thing for $3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. Then it's free.
Yeah, you do that.
It's free.
All right.
Then
right.
It's free.
I heard you.
So how much is Freddy Fender? Seriously? Does this come with a time machine? What about this puzzle? How about this? It says 8 cents? It's 8 cents.
That's right, it's 8 cents.
How do you even get a price like that? Did you have like a meeting last night at your kitchen table? Figure out the price? 8 cents? Like what if somebody comes in and they give you a dime for this? You know, all they have is a dime. Do you give them 2 cents change? Oh, here's your change. It's 2 cents. A couple of pennies. Or what if you don't have 2 cents? Then do you give them store credit at your store? Like here, you can use the 2 cents. Like maybe you want to buy that Buzz Lightyear onesie with the vomit stains on it. You know, now it's only 23. But then they give you a quarter and you're back to the whole 2 cents thing.
What's your deal, dude? Yeah. The price is 8 cents. 8 cents. It's 8 cents. Got it? Take it or leave it. Final offer. Low as I go.
Would you take 5?
That's Mike Toomey. He is our guest at 7:35 coming up.
I have to admit, 8 cents is a really poor price at a garage sale. He's right.
Thus the humor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I never thought I'd like be on the side of Bigfoot, but I agree with them.
I got to tell you, there's a big Bigfoot convention in Marinette, yes. June 1st. And I had one of the organizers on the show last week who I talked to about it. And he said, we talked a little bit about it. And what I thought was so interesting was, and I don't know, I personally don't think there's a Bigfoot out there because I think we would have had evidence by now. But you have a side hustle where you kind of look into the stuff and you're fascinated with the paranormal. Loch Ness, I could agree, maybe exists because I think it's harder to disprove something that's so deep in the water. But where are you at on Bigfoot?
I tend to believe that maybe it could be real, but it might be something kind of tied into UFOs and time travel and slips in the matrix and stuff like that. Oh, wow. So we only see them every once in a while, right?
Now, that would make sense because if they just show up occasionally, and I guess there could be something out in the woods that's a hybrid that somehow got genetically mutated or something. I don't know. It's like a bear and a wolf or something. I don't know. It's that one's tough for me, though, because I feel like we would have found evidence. But that's interesting. If there's aliens, there could be big feet. Plural? Bigfoots?
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. I'm not like convinced, but, and I'm not, listen, Mike is going to come on the show. He kind of has fun with the character. Those of you Bigfoot enthusiasts, you are not going to learn anything, but you might laugh. Mike is coming up. Now, which one is this?
This is Ozzy and Lita.
Is this your favorite duet, folks? Check it out. Let us know. We're having fun reading your texts. What is your favorite duet? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Thanks for being with me on this Monday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
if I close my eyes forever.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. The first defense witness in former President Donald Trump's so-called hush money trial, Robert Costello, returns to the witness stand today after prosecutors rested their case yesterday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The judge is expected to issue a ruling today on the Trump legal team's request for a directed verdict, meaning the case need not go to the jury because there are no issues of fact.
Via interpreter, Pope Francis says world leaders have a big responsibility to take action when it comes to climate change.
Climate change at this moment is a road to death. And it is an artificial climate change, no? Something provoked.
Graceland, the historic home of Elvis, is set to be sold off at a foreclosure sale Thursday, according to a legal notice. But his granddaughter is fighting the sale with a lawsuit saying the claims are fraudulent. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Diedrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, a sci-fi comedy script which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos' last film, Poor Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone a Best Actress Oscar. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road. Cameras will start rolling this July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and play croquet. At least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantalones. Pantalones in Spanish means pants or the less sexy trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila is not a bad excuse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and some could be severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail, damaging straight-line wind gusts, even tornadoes will be possible, along with the potential for some heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 or more inches. 73 will be our high. Be weather aware today. These storms could develop quickly. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll share some backstage fun from the Whammy Awards from Sunday night on our Tuesday's travel feature.
And we'll hear from Peter and Tracy Flukey on their trip to New York on their tandem bike.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's a great one. Easy Lover by Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. From an anonymous person in the 608 who has just helped us light the night via duet. That's our question tonight. Let us know what your favorite duet is of all time. I used to love that song. And I have a love-hate with Phil Collins. I like
him. What?
Oh, I mean, overall, I like him, but he's done some clunkers to me. I don't know.
Too poppy or what?
You know, I don't know, Todd. And here's the weird thing is I love Susudio, and I don't even know what that song is or what. It's just like a fun Take Me Home. Great song by Phil Collins.
That video, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I do. It's been years since I've seen it.
All over the world.
Yeah.
It took him months to make this video. Yeah, great.
In the Air Tonight, I Could Take or Leave.
Oh, my gosh. Just walk out of here. Close the door on the way out.
Done. Hey, so in the second hour, Rocker will be here at 8:35 to talk about the award that Max Inc. won last night at the Whammies that were took place here at the Epic Event Center. That'll be fun to talk to Rocker. And Brittany Merloc shows up at 8:20, God willing. Brittany is one of my favorites. She's going to tell us about the summer weather we can expect and ticks. And right now, I am looking forward to some Bigfoot talk. Pardon me. With a good friend of mine who is very good at portraying Bigfoot in sketches, as you just heard. Mike Toomey joins me now. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Pete. Hey, thank you for letting me join you in your Stu studio today.
Oh, man. That's. I should have just, like, that sounds like I set you up for that. That would have been beautiful.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get it.
Hey, can I weigh in on a duet, too?
I was going to ask you anyway, because I know you're a big duet guy.
I am a big duet guy. For my money, it is Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald on My Own.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's the best.
I like that a lot. Yeah. I forgot about that one. You know what I thought was a duet? The first time I read this question, I was like, oh, God, my favorite duet, easily, Killing Me Softly with his song. And I'm like, oh, that's just Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack by herself.
But it's that good that it should be ranked in the duets, I think. I don't know.
But you know what? You want to hear a cool story about the Michael McDonald, Patti LaBelle one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. It became popular again during COVID because those two recorded that song in separate places. They had never even met face to face until after they made that recording.
Wait, say that again? They did what?
Okay. So they each went into their own respective studios and recorded their parts of the song. And then engineers mixed it together to sound like they were. And the video shows them like they're having a long distance relationship. They're like cross country from one another.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. You're kind of a crooner guy though, Mike, right? For the most part. You like that Nat King Cole, Natalie Cole
one? Yeah, I love it.
That was beautiful.
I love it. Yeah, I love a good voice.
Yeah, same. You and I did karaoke, not karaoke. We went into we were working the road once somewhere in Michigan and we were in a mall and we went in and recorded ourselves singing. I think I did End of the Innocence by Don Henley.
You did.
And yes, you walk out of there with a recording. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
It was a cassette tape. You go into like a little booth and they'll put it on cassette for you.
That's right. Okay. It's like the glamour shots of music.
That's exactly right.
You did a Nat King Cole song, right? Lazy Hazy Days of Summer?
No, I think I probably did an Elvis song. Those were always my go-to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you did an Elvis parody once, the song called I'm Dead, Baby, I'm Dead.
Yes, which was original. It wasn't a parody. It was right at the time. It was like when everybody was saying, oh, we saw him in Kalamazoo. We saw him in California, you know. So the song was basically saying, look, I'm dead. Get over it.
All right. That's a perfect lead in to what I want to ask you next about Bigfoot.
No, it's not, but I'll go with it.
I think it is.
Okay.
All right. So you got the, we listened to the garage sale skit of Bigfoot you did where I had a garage sale and you showed up as Bigfoot. This is what you do on the WGN Morning News. You're like the morning announcer, which is a great enough gig, but then they let you do these fun sketches. Mm-hmm. What made you want to parody Bigfoot?
Okay. I don't know what the impetus was to actually put him into a, like a mini series, but basically I used him to go off on things that really bothered me in life. So things that I would never complain to people about, right. I just put that costume on and did it. So for whatever reason, I don't know why I put it into Bigfoot's body, but that's what ended up happening.
And I know that you have these long car trips that we had, and I love when you would go off on something like that. And I can hear your voice in Bigfoot. Like when the guy, we have one, we'll play this in a minute, but a guy goes in to order pizzas or he goes in to pick up pizzas and he says, I'm here to pick up some pies. Bigfoot just lazy. Oh, you call them pies. Like, I love that you get hung up on these little things that drive you crazy. It's very funny. When you pitch these ideas, like, do you go into WGN and say, all right, a lot of things bug me, I'd like to complain about them while wearing a Bigfoot costume? What's the reaction?
You know, it's funny. It you would think it might go like that, but nobody ever really says, tell me what you're going to do before you do it. It's just, I guess they trust me enough to just say, here. I mean, there could come a point where after maybe three episodes, they say, okay, stop doing Bigfoot hating people and hating things. But they never did. I think it's like 18 episodes.
Do people ever complain and say, I'm sorry, that's not the Bigfoot I know? Like that you're just off?
No one says that, but the things people will say, they'll tell you how it could have been better or how, you know, they would do it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's hear another. This is Mike Toomey as Bigfoot going in. This is the one I just, the aforementioned, if you will, where he goes in to pick up pizzas.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Man?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good.
I help you?
Yeah, here to pick up a couple of pizzas.
Okay, and the name?
Tim.
Tim? Got one cheese Plain. And sauce.
Plain.
What? How's that?
Plain. If there's no such thing as cheese, it's just plain. Cheese is not a topping. So to say cheese, you'd be implying that you'd have cheese and cheese. Like, plain. No toppings.
Okay, and the other one is cheese and sausage?
It's a sausage. It would just be a sausage pizza. Because sausage is a topping, cheese is not. I mean, it's like, you wouldn't say, I'm going to go get a Hershey bar with chocolate and peanuts. I mean, it's already a candy bar with chocolate. I mean, would you say, can I get a Hershey bar without the chocolate, just the nuts? I mean, you ask for cheese on your pizza, it implies that you make pizza without cheese.
People order pizza without cheese.
No, they don't. So do you want people to ask for every ingredient? Hey, can I get a crust, sauce, cheese, green pepper, and black olive pizza? And if I don't say cheese, would you still put cheese on it? I mean, right? Or could I order a deluxe pizza with everything but crust? I mean, and you could serve it in a cup or like a thermos, you know, because, you know, there's no crust. There's cheese on every pizza. You don't have to say cheese.
Actually, there are pizzas without cheese.
Where is it? Lunchables?
Can I help you?
Hey, here to pick up a couple of pies.
Yep. Oh, really? A couple of pies? Wow. That sounds so cool the way you say that, calling them pies. I mean, you are so interesting. Hey, can I get a couple of pies with my winter hat? I mean, look at me. I'm wearing a knit cap. What is it, 72 degrees outside? Good call. I mean, did you just guess that it would be really cold out and then throw the winter hat on and then you got outside and you went, wow, it's warm out, but I really have to pick up those pies. And I don't have time to pull a wool hat off my head. I mean, gotta get the pies, man, because they're pies. Actually, I'm sorry, I didn't wear my winter hat and my parka. And then you and I could go out and get a couple of pies. Get a couple of pies and sweat our balls off, man.
I get a name?
Greg.
Yeah, douchebag. His name is hat-wearing douchebag.
Hey, what's up? I'm here to pick up a large crust, sauce, cheese, green pepper, and black olive pizza.
Kevin?
Yep, that's me. Thank you.
Ah, this is a great way. I love that. That's so perfect, the way you ended that with that call.
It really does bother you when people say, I want a cheese and sausage.
That's such a funny thing to get hung up on, though.
Do you know how many times people say that to me, what you just said?
My guest
is... Why do you care about that?
My guest is comedian Mike Toomey. You can see him. We'll talk about your Christmas show you do in Wisconsin every year too, though, Mike. But I gotta have this Bigfoot thing. It cracks me up so much. What's been the feedback like from the people that know you when they see you? Are they just like, yeah, that's you?
Not always. I mean, not everybody knows me as well as you do, but they'll ask like, what's the deal with him? Why, you know, where did he come from, and why does everything annoy him?
Where did the name Tim? I love that you named Bigfoot Tim.
I was trying to think of like, what's the most common possible name you could possibly give a guy? Like, I know you and I both know a million Tims, right. You know? So it's funny that his name isn't like, you know, Oscar the Sasquatch. It's just Tim. It's some guy who walks out of the woods and he's ready to go.
That's so great. And Dave Pasquazi, a really good actor, was in that too. Was the guy working at the pizza shop. I see Dave all over the place. Do you think, Mike, is there a chance, where are you at on, you know, I don't know if, I can't remember if I just told Todd this or you, but there's a big convention up here June 1st in Marinette, Bigfoot convention, where people get together, and some of them are skeptics, not all of them are believers, but they're just kind of curious. And that's where I'm at with Bigfoot. I think it's fun. I love the idea that one might exist or multiple. Where are you at with it?
I think it would be fun to imagine that there is, but like so many things, there's not. I mean, what if you went to this, like, you read about this Bigfoot convention and you went there and it was just people who had large feet. Like, that's what it was. Like, you were disappointed. You're like, I thought this was like Sasquatch. And it's just, the guy's like, no, man, I have like a 17 shoe. It's like those people.
You check in to get your badge and they're like, shoe size? It's like 12 and a half. Sorry.
And they sit around and they complain like they can't go bowling. Like, they complain about stuff like that.
So you are a believer in people with big feet, but not necessarily the existence of a Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Yeah. As much fun as it would, you know, as it would be to have it and think it's there and stuff, I'm kind of thinking there's not.
How funny would it be if you were shooting one of these sketches and an actual Bigfoot showed up and had the hots for you?
Or he complained about the fact that we, the way we portrayed him. But like, you're proving it by doing this.
Right. I'm not that cynical. I'm not a cynic.
You're actually proving that I'm right, is what you're doing.
Where are you at with the Loch Ness Monster, Mike? I believe that could be, I'm more on board with that, frankly.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be dead by now?
Well, you'd think there'd be more than one. There's probably, if there's one, there's got to be more than one, or otherwise, yeah, it wouldn't exist, right?
They're making like families of them.
Yeah, not a ton of them. Like, they could be perpetually on the extinction list, but they could, you know, they could exist, yeah, right?
Yeah, I believe in it. I believe in it.
No, you don't. That'll be your next thing that you pitch. You'll just show up one day in a Loch Ness Monster. How about the megalodon, the shark? Where are you at with that? See, I think that could exist.
I'm not familiar with that legend. Oh, what is it, like a giant?
It's like a 100-foot shark. It's like a 100-foot prehistoric shark, and I'm not kidding. 100 feet. They're huge, and there are some that are very similar to it. But all right, we're gonna play one more Bigfoot. Okay. I can't let this go. We're gonna play one more Bigfoot. More Bigfoot sketch from Mike Toomey. And then we'll get into what he actually does, his stand-up comedy. And I want to ask him about his friend Bob Saget, whose birthday it was on Friday. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about unclaimed money. I love claiming unclaimed money. Unclaimed money is money that folks leave behind, you know, like old security deposits or bank accounts, tax refunds, uncashed checks, the list goes on. And almost 1 in 7 Americans has some. To see if you are owed money, go to unclaimed.org and search every state where you think you might have had any open accounts. In 2023, over $5 billion was returned to people who claimed it, and I was one of those people. I check the site every so often because new things get added periodically. In the last 5 years alone, I reclaimed over $300 in landlord refunds, and then there was this one old bank account that I thought I'd closed, but turns out I hadn't. It took just a few minutes, and it was really worth it. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips and tricks on how to save more and spend less, go to workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
No one said it was easy. Boy, the duets have a lot different energy for the show. Like, usually Conrad will start the slow dances like an hour or two, but we're doing duets. Just doesn't have the same energy. What do you think, Todd?
Well, you know, Bigfoot requested this one, so I thought we'd actually play it.
Well said. Great text coming in. Keep them coming. What is your favorite duet? That is our question here tonight on Nightlight. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. My guest is Mike Toomey. He is a stand-up comedian and one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago. And I wouldn't say you're a Bigfoot enthusiast, Mike, in that you like to portray Bigfoot via sketch.
Yes, and that is the extent of it.
That's the extent of it.
I'm using him to, you know, get things off my chest.
You are begging for some karma for him to come out of the woods and just start wailing on you. You do realize that, I hope. All right, so we have one more sketch I want to play. This is where Bigfoot is called into the office of his boss. Try to picture Bigfoot with an office job. All right.
Tim, come on in, please. Close the door behind you, please.
What?
Could you please close the door?
Can we just leave it open?
Well, I'd like for you to close it. I prefer it closed.
You know, because I noticed, like, when you're in here all day in your office, you leave the door open, and then you call me in, and you want to close it. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you like open ventilation, right?
There's plenty of air for both of us. Just close the door, please. Have a seat. I see that you got my email.
I did. I printed it out. It says, please stop by my office when you're available.
That's correct.
Yep. And I noticed you wrote your, like, while you are available.
So?
Well, you didn't use the contraction. It's the wrong spelling. It's like while you are. It's like while you apostrophe R-E. And you wrote while you are.
Well, that's neither here or there.
Nor there.
What?
Can we open the door?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's just weird that, like, you know, now that we live in this day and age of emailing, it's like you really get to learn who you know that, like, doesn't punctuate or spell. Like you. Who would have thought you? I mean, you're the guy, you're the boss of this whole place, and you spell your Y-O-U-R. You know that guy Brandon in HR? The guy that sends the emails out to everybody? You know what he said? He said that our distributors were running behind after moving into their new warehouse.
What does this have to do with anything?
You said there. T-H-E-R-E. There. I mean, what a tool, right? I mean, he writes like a second grader.
Wait, Tim, can we please get to the point of our meeting?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. What's up?
You're fired.
Okay, how would you spell that? Would you spell like Y-O-U-R fired? Or would it be like Y-O-U-R-E, you know, the right way?
Get out.
Let me just ask you this. Are you firing me because I corrected your spelling? Or are you firing me because you knew you were going to fire me when I walked?
Get out. You've got 10 minutes to gather your things and get off the property.
Can we open the door?
That's so great. Bigfoot's the only one in the office that doesn't have to wear pants or clothes of any kind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. There's ways of, like, hiding, you know.
Right. He's got all that fur. It puts it to good use. Please keep those coming. Those are so funny. I know that you've moved on at WGN since you've been doing those, but I just think they're hilarious. How many did you do?
I think we did about 18 of them and then just kind of put it on hiatus.
Are they all on YouTube? If people that are listening want to watch more of them, can they see them on YouTube?
Yes, you can see all of them.
Okay. All right. Check out Mike Toomey Bigfoot. Or should they Google Tim? Tim the Bigfoot.
It might turn off.
So let's talk stand-up comedy, Mike. Bob Saget was a pretty good friend of yours, and it was his birthday, yes. I think, on Friday. And yes. He this guy had one of these careers that just people dream of. You know, he starts off, he's a successful stand-up comedian. Then he goes on to like 5 shows. I mean, that's just like a dream life. And then he dies. So I don't want to say it was mysteriously, but certainly tragically. And there was some controversy around that. But can you share a memory or two you have with Bob Saget? I thought he was a really hilarious guy.
Yeah. You know, he really was. Like, I remember one of the first times I ever worked with him, and it was always sold out. That was like, when you're opening up for somebody who sells out like that, it just makes it so much fun. You go up, you do 20, 30 minutes in front of a sold out house, and you're done. But what I noticed one of the first times was the audience had a lot of, you know, real, real pretty women in their 30s, you know, and at the time he was in his 50s or whatever. And I'm like, how is that? And he goes, well, think about it. These were all girls who were teenagers when Full House was in its full swing. And I'm like, you're right. They're all grown up now. They all, you know, some of them have families and kids and stuff. But that was a big part of his audience. But the other part was people who just knew what they were going to get from him, because there was this whole mystique about people coming in to see him because he was Danny Tanner and walking out disappointed because he was filthy. Well, those two things didn't really happen, okay? Because who goes in thinking he's going to do a comedy act as Danny Tanner?
Right.
You know what I mean? That wouldn't be funny.
Right.
You know? So the fact that, you know, people say, oh, he was filthy. He wasn't filthy, really. Like, he did some ridiculously off-color topics, but they were more silly than they were dirty. You know what I mean? Like the kind of stuff you'd have, a conversation you'd have with your friend, like you say, like when we were driving the car and you, one guy would try to top the other guy by being ridiculous. And he would just say this stuff. And I thought it was far more silly than it was dirty, but it always made me laugh.
I agree. And he had such a funny, like he always would kind of, at least when he started, he would say stuff and then he'd laugh. Like, do you believe I just said that? You know, like kind of not innocence, but it was just like, he didn't seem creepy. He just seemed like a kid who was just discovering innuendo, I guess.
Exactly. And then it would just keep going and keep going. Here's a really funny Bob Saget story. He started comedy at a really, really young age and, you know, always loved like the off color jokes, but worked fairly clean in his early going. So he gets to meet Buddy Hackett, who is notorious for telling a lot of dirty jokes in his nightclub act, right?
Right.
So he's doubly thrilled because, one, he gets to meet him, and two, he can tell these two dirty jokes to a guy who thrives on dirty jokes.
Yeah.
I can't tell them. I can't tell the jokes to you, but he says them to Buddy Hackett. And after the second one, Buddy Hackett just like takes a beat, doesn't laugh, makes like the face when you smell something really bad. And he goes, you think that's funny? He's like a 22 year old kid. Oh, he just got his dreams crushed by Buddy Hackett.
It's funny. And he's,
you think that's funny?
And he's stuck with it. Hey, can you hang for a few more minutes, Mike?
Sure.
All right.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 10:33, the award-winning Civic Media's own Terry Barr. 11 o'clock hour, we learn all about the Honor Flight and how you can get involved. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.